Welcome to the fucking Bearded Idiots Podcast.
Do it harder.
Talking about sucking dick and licking booty holes. What you got for us, Kelly?
Get your hands off my dildo.
Shitty dick cocktail.
She said, I want you to come all over my face and down my throat and let me swallow every drop. I said, God damn it.
God dang, girl.
I'm not ball deep into this, but I'm mid-shaft.
Love that big dick.
All great ideas come from drinking a whole bottle of whiskey between three dudes in less than an hour.
I'd be swiping left and jacking off the queer.
Get your big wheels. We're going to the motherfucking strip club.
Shit. What do you expect out of us?
Right.
We're just normal dudes that have weird shit happen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Bearded Idiots Podcast. My name is Curtis Harmon. Have with me tonight, as always, my two co-hosts. We got Kelly Redbridge Sparks.
I'm here.
Aaron B's Bailey.
Yep.
And as you heard, so rudely interrupting me in my intro, after a long hiatus, the one and only Dr. Chris Wade.
Yeah.
Good evening.
She's not live.
She's not live.
Ah, good.
Maybe we should start over.
Eh, fuck them.
I mean, it sounded good to me.
I think we should just keep going and then like come in like 20, 30 minutes later.
Nah, because we fucked them last week. They didn't get to listen live at all.
Who's on there?
Who knows?
Nobody.
Nobody.
There's Rodney. Rodney's just sitting there watching his phone like, when are y'all going to go live? I've been sitting here for an hour. Anyways, as always, we're going to start with a review of a thing.
So we're not starting over?
He did just say, fuck at Redbeard.
Damn. He did.
Damn.
That's you.
Damn, son.
Technically,
yeah. We're going to review something. Kelly brought in two bottles, and I have a bottle over there, and Aaron brought a sample of a thing, so maybe we'll sit around here and get shit-faced.
Makes sense.
More shit-faced?
More shit-faced, yes.
Well, let's do this first, since...
Did you get the rest? Did you get the receipt?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
What is that?
It's good.
What
man.
Is that?
Were you just putting it in the drinking glass?
Ah, that's what I'm doing with mine.
Wow. Oh, okay. I just took a drink of that fucking old fashioned, thinking I was taking a drink of my water.
I don't have a drinking glass.
I just want a splash.
Nobody prepared for me. I'll just.
I'm gonna drink on that. Whatever y'all don't drink. So just get whatever you want.
Mm-mm. I don't have a drinking glass.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, go get you a drinking glass.
You got this.
You got that.
Where they're at.
Oh, here, look. I got it.
He's got it.
He's just going to steal Dr. Wade's glass.
He's going to drink out of the mason jar.
Oh.
There.
Well, cheers, fellas.
I'll drink this.
Okay.
And you got that.
I don't think Chris wanted that much, though.
No.
So I'll donate some more back.
Here you go. I mean, you can drink it if you want it. I'm fine with it.
Half of that.
That was half.
Okay.
Calibration.
I'll do that.
Anyways, you want to talk about what we're drinking?
It smells like cinnamon.
It's delicious.
This, apple pie. Yeah, apple pie. That's what it's called. It's not apple moonshine. Pie. It is recipe. Recipe.
Seat.
Right here. Here we go. All right.
Got it.
Apple pie drink is what it's called.
Drink with an A?
No. Yeah, I mean, yes. But that's what, no.
Whoa.
That's what I said, but no, apple pie drink. All right, okay. Here we go. It's 1 gallon of apple juice. It's 1 gallon of apple cider, 2 cups of white sugar, 2 cups of brown sugar, 6 cinnamon sticks, a 750 of Everclear, and a 750 of 99 bananas. Or 99, oh, I did it again. 99 apples, which is 99 proof.
99
So you combine all of the Everclear and vodka into the large, or not vodka. This, it said, it's printed out Everclear and vodka, but then somebody marked it out and put 99 bananas. Apples.
God almighty.
Jesus.
You know why I say 99 bananas so much? Because I used to drink that shit all the time, and I didn't even know anything about 99 apples.
What?
Bananas is awesome. Anyways.
Bananas are the fucking devil's dick.
Combine all except for the Everclear and the 99 apples to a large pot and heat.
Furiously.
Oh, there's more. I got to scroll over. Heat. I thought the whole picture was right here. Heat until it just starts boiling. Reduce the heat, cover, and simmer for 1 hour. Cool to room temperature. Add Everclear in the vodka and refrigerate, which that makes sense. You want to add that afterwards so it doesn't burn all the alcohol out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Is that the first Did everybody time? Write all that down? Huh? You want to go back over it again?
First time they let you do that?
What, read?
Yeah.
No. No, they like
Unfortunately,
it.
Unfortunately, no. No,
we like it when we like it when he reads.
I didn't do too bad on that. It's just I mean
seemed
I had
a
to figure
nervous.
out No, I wasn't nervous. I just didn't realize that I was not looking at the whole picture. I thought it was the actual picture. No, it was it's a PDF file I had to scroll over.
That might be the sneakiest drink I've ever had.
Oh, it's
fucking the best Everclear's ever tasted.
You can't taste it.
That's the thing, man. It tastes.
That's why it tastes good.
There's no alcohol flavor whatsoever. It's all just apple.
It smells like fucking apple pie.
Yeah.
It does smell like
apple
pie.
It's the first apple pie drink I've had that tastes exactly like apple pie.
Yeah, Dr. Wade said it's so sweet, it tastes like you're eating or you're drinking Apple Jacks.
That's Everclear.
That is 100% apple pie.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Maybe even some vanilla ice cream.
Anyways,
right?
The 750 of both of those will
Did you
sneak
make this?
Up on. No, Brian made this one.
Brian Jones?
Motherfucking Brian Jones?
Yeah.
I could
that's
see
dangerous.
That.
I could see that. He's a lot more talented than you are.
No, he makes it. He makes it every year. One year he brought a jar out to the Deer Lease.
That's dangerous.
And I was telling him, I drank half of a bigger mason jar than that, but I drank half of it. And stupid. I was stupid.
This is a Golden Harvest jar.
Okay. It's not mason.
Is that why it tastes so good?
Hey, man, you want to send that recipe to the Discord?
That's fucking delicious.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It might be the sneakiest fucking drink.
Now, there is four cups of sugar in it, so you might not want to drink a whole lot.
You don't need to.
Right.
No, this is like shit. You drink one glass of this and then go to your next drink.
Yep.
You could drink water.
Or you finish the night. Yeah, finish the night with this.
Yeah.
Can you please reread the description?
I think he's just going to sit in there.
I don't think he can.
It's a, let's see.
It can only be better.
It's a PDF.
Okay.
Let's see.
Bam. If you just send it to me as a PDF, I can turn it into
It's not a PDF. Picture. It's a fucking screenshot of a PDF.
It's even worse.
I can see Brian just, like, he's been working on this shit for, like, 2 years like a mad scientist, and he finally gets it all done, and he sits down at his computer and cracks his knuckles. He's like, I'm going to type this shit out, goddammit.
Word document.
You made it a picture?
I don't know. I fucking sent something.
He sent it to you. You got it. You can screen cap it.
You know my dog. My dog, Bonnie.
I've met her.
Yeah. You know she likes eating her own poop, right?
I have heard
I've heard that.
Yeah. Well, apparently she pooped in the house this evening sometime. She doesn't eat the poop inside the house, though.
That would be nice.
Which is
That'd
like,
be perfect.
Yeah, it's like, all right, if you're going to eat any shit, eat the shit that you dropped inside the house. Clean up most of that. At least get 95% of that fecal matter off the ground. But it's like, Brandon messaged me because I was going to swing by the house before I came here, and he's like, oh, yeah, Bonnie pooped in the house. And then I stepped in it and dragged it to the house. And then he's like, so the house is clean, or the floor is clean. So that's a good thing. I'm like, all right, cool deal. Thanks, buddy.
I'm pretty sure I would throw up just breezing through the house because Bonnie's going to drop some decent-sized logs.
Yeah, she's a full-grown man log dropper.
And that just squished up between your fucking toes. I would.
It's been a while since I had that.
Throw up.
Hopefully you would have shoes on. Or
I don't know, man. I walk through my house 99% of the time, either in shoes or socks.
I've got something on.
Nah, I'm barefoot.
Oh, man, my feet. I got diabetes
like
or something. My feet can stay cold.
Depends on what time of the day it is and what I'm about to do.
I see.
If I'm about to go to work, my fucking shoes are on. Or if I'm coming home from work,
true,
my boots are on.
I will say that since it's been cold, though, I've been walking around with socks on. Just because my feet are cold, not because of any other reason. But, yeah, if it's summertime, if it's summertime and I'm at home and not going anywhere, I'm barefooted.
Mm-hmm.
I do barefoot in the summer a little bit, but when it turns off cold, even a little bit, and I keep my house pretty cold as it is, even sometimes just sitting right here on, like, Saturdays, lazy days, my feet will get fucking cold and I just got to go put on socks. So, I got socks right now because of it.
Well, I'm sure the listeners love this.
is this what y'all do?
I quit listening.
So
we're talking about bare feet or socks.
Hey, so before I forget, I meant to tell this last time. So a few weeks ago, let me just start this off by saying Gene and my other roommate, Brandon, are horrible for each other. Because they both like to drink, and they are both enablers, and they just feed off of each other's alcoholism.
Wow. They just drink every day now?
It just never stops.
I thought you were going to go down the road where they have the, like, very similar taste in women, and it's becoming an issue.
No,
I thought you were going down.
No, they're No, they just feed off each other's alcoholism, and it's just like they just don't stop. When they're together, they just don't stop drinking. So a couple weekends ago, and I think it was before the last recording, and I meant to talk about it on the podcast, I wake up one morning at like 5:30 a.m. to what sounds like somebody's ripping a fucking wall off. You know, just ba-boom, 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 whatever. I'm like, the fuck is going on? Yeah. So I get up and I go out into the hallway. You know, my bedroom leads straight into the main hallway.
Sure.
At one end of the house, and I'm walking. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And I get to the front door hallway, and I see Brandon, like, on his knees. Like, he's got his toes curled up. It's kind of like knelt down. His knees are touching and his toes are touching.
And he's like sitting on the back of his ankles?
Yeah. And he's holding onto the wall. And the motherfucker cannot stand up for the life of him. And I'm just like,
did he think that hole right there to the front door was his bedroom?
Yes,
door?
Yes.
Wow.
He was.
My bed, so, he fell face first.
He went to fall face first in the bed and landed on the floor.
All right, just to explain to everybody else out there, the fucking hallway to the front door is literally 6 inches away from his bedroom door.
I made it. All right,
so
crash.
So I see Brandon just trying to stand up, and his body is not functioning properly. So I kind of, and he's a big guy. He's like 6'2", 6'3", 220 pounds. So I kind of like cradle him up underneath his armpits, and I just drag him backwards, and then he's just laying on the floor. And at least I get him closer to his door, and he's literally just trying to get on his hands and knees. He can't do that. Yeah. He's so fucked up. So finally, wow, I just grab him by the back of his pants, and I look at the back of his pants, and I'm like, he is soaking wet from his ass cheeks to his fucking ankles. And I was like, that might be piss. I don't know where to go from here, but you know what? I can't leave a man behind. So,
sure.
So I help him at least get to his fucking hands and knees, and then I open the door, and he's still kind of incoherent, but he's awake, and he's just like fucking on his literally just palms on the floor, knees, and he's just looking at the ground, and he's just shoveling into the bedroom. And unbeknownst to me, a few hours prior to that, and I'm not going to like say any, like, I don't know what was given.
Yeah.
But usually they're called white bars.
Lord.
I think somebody took one or two. Well,
yeah, that'll do it.
So here's the thing.
That's enough.
here's the sleuthing part of the situation. So Brandon told us a story years ago, like high school, where he took a bunch of white bars. And he woke up in a friend's house underneath a pile of laundry.
Okay.
Had no idea how he got there. Right.
That sounds like a good time.
The person's apartment, mind you, the front door was locked. The person's apartment was on the second floor.
No. Okay.
He ended up scaling the side of this apartment complex.
Fucking Spider-Man his way up.
Got into the fucking apartment through an open window on the second floor.
Jesus.
So Brandon on white bars is quasi Spider-Man.
Sure.
He is not fucking incapacitated. I think G got some fucking roofies from somebody. Ended up giving Brandon one.
They're obviously here in town. Me and Aaron Bailey, we talked about it on the podcast. We got roofied one night.
Somebody fucked up their fucking, like, they got the shit. It's the wrong side of the box.
What?
Could be.
It's the wrong side of the box. Like, they gave you the white bars from this side, and you're supposed to get the ones from this side.
We let our drinks down at Memphis one night, and ran, took a piss. And we came back, and neither one of us remember the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. Shortly right after that. And we had not had but maybe one or two drinks.
Yeah, we were maybe on our second. Like I said, at worst, third.
It happened to me and, like, three other dudes in Vegas.
Why would somebody roofie a dude?
Well, I think they're just hedging their fucking bets. Like, there's two drinks just sitting there on top of that girls. Fucking ATM or whatever. Yeah. Open their girls, and then we come strolling back in and pick up those drinks. And the guys are like, fuck.
Yeah. They're like, well, you know what? We're just going to just hang out tonight. Watch how this unfolds.
Maybe they wanted to put it in our butts.
They might have had. Might have been the night you got in a long conversation with a guy about being gay.
Yeah, I did. That wasn't that night, though, no.
The black dude?
Damn.
And the white dude.
I was going to say, there's been more than one.
No, I mean, it was the same night. They were sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you got in a conversation downstairs at Memphis one night with a guy about being gay.
It's happened to you twice?
Yeah, the same night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then it's all the same night.
Yeah, same night. No, it's not the same night we got roofied, though.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I meant.
It'd be way cooler if it was.
No.
That'd have been a whole better story, I think. Anywho.
So anyway, back to that morning, because it didn't fucking stop.
Oh, God.
So I helped Brandon get into his bedroom, right? And I walked into the front room. Gene is curled up in the fucking fetal position on Bonnie's couch at the front door.
Wow.
And he's like, I never fall asleep in there. So I'm just like, God damn it. What the fuck? I'm going back to bed. Brandon's in his room. He's good. He's just probably going to fall asleep on the floor. So I go crawl back in bed.
So they're just going to bed.
Yes.
And this is 5:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And they're just getting to bed.
Yes.
They're not drinking all night.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're bad.
It's like
you've
got two infants.
Yes. You know, it's funny you say that because Gene, later on in his hungover state, he was like, well, old Kelly, he didn't want any kids, yeah. But he's got a couple now. So anyway, later that morning,
I was going to say, I'm starting to understand why you're like just staying away from the dating scene. He's like, I got to be dad yeah, to two grown
single
men.
Dad.
I got to take care of these motherfuckers. So later on, I wake up. It's time to wake up. My body's like, you got to poop, bro. Get up. All right, cool. So I get up. Brandon somehow made it back out of his room, and he's on the couch. Like, you know where my recliner is, then there's the end table, and then there's the L-frame couch, whatever.
Yeah.
He's on that couch, literally in the worst sleeping position ever, with, like, his whole body is curled up into, like, the deepest C position.
Yeah.
And his fucking chin is just, like, pushed into his sternum. It was just like... I'm like, oh, his neck
barely survived.
Yeah, he's just... his fucking whole esophagus and... Fucking trachea is just closed off.
Throat, like he got strep throat.
Yeah. Light blue.
Right. Like, he is going to have a sore neck.
Brandon's over there fighting for his life.
So I go feed Bonnie, and I'm like, all right, I got to shit. So I go back in the bedroom, fucking take a shit. 15 minutes later, I come out, and like, I walk. You know, we got the bar top right there at the kitchen. I'm walking past the counter. And I see Brandon, he is vertical, right, on his own 2 feet, in the kitchen. And he is still incapacitated. And I look at him, and I'm like, yeah, bro? And he's just like, I don't know. And this motherfucker does this, like, rolling, falling, like, trying to catch himself on everything as he is just falling to the ground. Jesus. Almost rips, like, everything over there on that window in the kitchen. Almost rips everything off the fucking counter, and he just hits the fucking ground. And I was like, you all right, bro? And he's like, And I had to help him get up. I literally had to help him back to his bedroom. He's still wearing his boots and his...
Pissy pants.
Finally, a few hours later, he got up, and he's like, dude, I think I pissed myself.
Yeah.
I was like... I don't know, man, because I think it was raining that night. I was like, I don't know, dude, because, like, you didn't smell like piss. Like, I helped you several times.
Yeah, but if they're fucking 6 hours, 8 hours in drinking, whatever he's pissing out.
All he's pissing out is beer. He's not pissing out.
It's going to have, like, an ammonia. It should.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Not if he's still wet. Now, his pants the next day might
I can drink
like
enough
that.
To where it's just water you're getting.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But... Yeah, it was so funny. Fucking that motherfucker fell down. And then he finally got up the next day. He had no recollection of anything. And I'm like, he's like, man, my elbow's really fucking sore for some reason. I'm like, dude, you fucking fell hard as shit in the kitchen.
Yeah, man.
In the hall.
In the hallway.
Yeah.
And probably the couch.
I would have, I tell you what, I would give a fair amount of money to have been standing at the end of the hall when Brandon made it to that fucking opening. It was like, I'm here, guys. It just kapow.
Or just been still hanging out at Kelly's house, like sitting on his couch, and he just got so fucked up before us that he could have to go to bed. Right.
I guarantee it. He was like, in his inebriated state, he saw his doorway, and he's like, there it is right there. And then it moved this way, and he's like, no, where are you going? Why are you going? And he just wall, and then hits the ground. I was like, fuck. I was like, God, who's breaking into my fucking house?
And then does he get up and function the next day?
Oh, yeah, about 4 p.m. that afternoon, he finally came.
Ready to go, huh?
Well, he was. Yeah, I don't think he drank that night, but he was just like, oh, I feel like dog shit. Actually, you know what? He said he didn't even have a hangover that day because whatever fucking pills he took kept him from drinking more.
Wow.
So I feel fucking fine. It's
believable.
Groggy.
So we got a 50-50 up here. Bert says he's sitting around with no socks. Uh-huh. As evidence of the photograph.
Uh-huh.
But he's got that fireplace going, so his feet are probably pretty toasty.
Maybe so.
And then Trash Juice says he's got his socks on, and his feet are 6 inches from a really big box.
That's a proper man.
Yep.
Jenny says she does not have socks on.
You got a cramp?
I got a cramp.
Why's your fucking leg so straight?
You got a cramp.
I think it's a jeans. Oh, it almost got bad. I caught it in time.
What?
I just can't sit like that. Okay.
Those are some skinny. Why are you wearing skinny jeans?
Not that skinny.
I can see the outline of your boot. I can see your calf.
I can see the outline of your luscious boot.
I can literally see your calf muscle.
Like Dwight Yoakam jeans.
Maybe it was
fast.
He
said the D.Y. Yoakam jeans. Ones he wore inside the pocket of a clown, apparently.
Mandy buy those for you?
No.
They're comfortable. Are they stretch?
Yeah.
Yes. Fucking love.
That's all I buy.
Yeah. That's the way to go.
You got to at this day and age.
I could have never worn real jeans like this before in my life.
You should have tucked those into your boots.
No, I'm not a homo.
I don't know if that's a 40-year-old man thing, but like I can't imagine going to a place and be like, "Oh, those are some cool ass jeans," and then pick them up and them not be stretch.
Yeah.
And I actually buy them. There's no way that's happening.
Nope. That was a good invention.
Stretch or nothing.
Yep.
I got to move.
Yeah. When I squat down, my belly sticks out farther. You got to have a little bit of room.
Every time I fucking bend over, my pants come down. My ass crack sticks out.
Man, you got to get you some suspenders, dog.
I know. I need to. I've been thinking about it for a long fucking time.
This guy I work with, this dude named Vernon Pierce, wears suspenders every day, and his pants fit good. He don't have to have them.
Right.
But he's like, but every time I squat down to pick up something, and I don't have to worry about anything. Like, I stand up, my pants go right back where they're supposed to go.
You know, that makes it makes a lot of sense because a couple weekends ago, like, I got a new shoulder harness for my pew-pew, and it connects to my belt, so it kind of, like, keeps everything up. And, like, I remember the whole day, like, I'm moving around, doing shit, and fucking riding motorcycles, and never once had to adjust my pants.
Mm-hmm. Man. This is real talk right here, okay, guys?
Here's the thing.
This
you know
is
what?
Real
when you fucking 40, you know, we can talk about this
never
guy.
Never had to adjust my pants.
This is interesting.
But,
man.
I mean, you got here's the deal, man. Even if you're not like
you
trying
can buy
to
them
sport
at
the
Army
as
Navy
a,
store.
As a...
Yeah, I was saying, you can just wear an undershirt, then put your suspender on, then put another shirt over it, and nobody even fucking knows.
What is this fucking faggot?
I'm not wearing that one. I'm not doing that.
That's holding his dick up.
That's like a thong.
That's attached to his penis.
I'm not doing that.
Collapse that down. Go to the top line.
How does that work?
Go to the top line.
It clips on his button.
It does clip on his button.
That goes under his shirt. It has.
That's still gay.
Of course.
It's like, bro, you got that on backwards.
No, he didn't leave the house like that, man. I'm sure.
I mean, he might have.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but no, I don't think I could ever pull off with suspenders on the outside.
Gay suspenders.
No.
I mean, unless you look like
if I have
that
on,
motherfucker at the top, the green shirt. that guy. Unless you look like that
guy. A hipster?
Yeah, I'm never going to do that.
But if you look like him, you could wear suspenders.
Well, I'm not doing that.
I don't know. That's
what did they call it?
Those are,
that's
like
a men's harness vest.
Wow.
I mean, that's a brand new harness. Wow. Like, if you look at that leather, that's brand new, out of the package.
You could go into battle with
never
that.
Never been worn.
Sure.
Think about all the pussy he probably pulled that night.
Yeah.
Wearing that.
Probably.
Man. Still is.
Sometimes it's quality over quantity.
Yeah. He got both that night.
I couldn't pull it off.
Mm-mm.
I don't know what the bow tie is.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say if y'all ever see me dressed like that, that is an invitation to suicide me.
Man, if I ever get back into shape, I'm gonna wear that outfit one time.
Just one time. The rolled up cuff and everything?
Maybe. Look at my fucking hoodie right now. It's
You're
rolled
almost
up.
There. Yep.
Almost there.
I don't almost always end up rolling up mine. We do work functions and shit, and I got to, you know, like, put on good clothes. And I go in looking really nice.
Jigs is posh, though.
Jigs could definitely pull off suspense.
Oh, absolutely. He looks like that full time.
Oh, no, I lost the picture.
Usually within, right I go here. In with all the nice clothes on and, you know, tuck shirt and the fucking sleeves all the way down and all that kind of shit. And then 20 minutes into it, shirt's coming untucked. Like, hey, I showed up nice, right, guys? Everybody saw that? And you right. Taking pictures and all the things?
But for real, like, you look at that guy, like, that's the first time he ever put those on.
No.
No, it's because nothing is form-fitting. Everything looks brand new,
yep.
Straight out of the fucking package.
No creases.
There's nothing weathered. Like, leather, once it
hangs. I think somebody, this is a photo shoot. They did that on purpose.
It sure is a photo shoot.
It's, like, probably for those garments. Yeah, it is for those garments.
Yeah.
So he wasn't out in public wearing that.
No, he did it for a photo shoot.
Yeah.
But I would get I would get leather suspenders. Like
that'd be
slick. I think it would be.
Yeah, Vernon told me he's like, man, he's got to accept it. He's like, the guy that has the suspenders at work.
He sounds like a guy that would wear suspenders. Yeah. Vernon.
He's like when I was 25 years old. He said in the first day he went out, he was rod busting, like tying rebar and shit together. He said they have a set of suspenders that clips onto your belt, goes over. Clips on your belt and it holds all your little tools. It's like a little harness, right? But it's more like suspenders because they clip to your belt. Mm-hmm. He said, I did like 2 days worth of rod busting and fucking hated it. He said, but the very next day that? I went and bought.
I heard that.
Brandon falling in the other room, apparently.
He's like the second. He said, I did that for 2 days and hated it both days and quit on the third. He said, but when I left that job site, I went and bought my first pair of suspenders and been wearing them every day.
Pants
ever since.
Were around his ass crack the whole fucking time.
Yeah. Right where they're supposed to be. They ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see it. I would love not having to sit here and pull my pants up all day. Even wearing a belt, I still have to,
right.
Every 15, 20 minutes, I've got to pull them back
That's
up.
Yeah. I'm going to buy suspenders tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
There's some good ones out there.
Man. Army Navy store has a bunch of them.
Really?
Yep.
Outside or inside?
Outside.
Outside.
You're going to wear them outside?
Yeah.
You're going to wear them like over your undershirt and then put a shirt on top of it?
No, I never do that.
Man, get you one of those.
Can I get you some of that?
You know what?
LED?
Those are like...
Nah.
Going dark.
Shirt stays. They're shirt stays.
I like shirt stays.
Those are kind of gay.
I will look for shirt stays.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have them to keep your shirt tucked in.
Yeah, but we had the shirt stays in the military that connected to our socks.
Yeah, socks. That's the ones.
They were like this fucking long.
Can't
find them. Why would you want to connect them to your socks instead of just your pants?
Keep your socks up.
No.
Yeah.
Your underwear.
Those were connected to his thighs.
Yeah, I want the ones to connect to my socks. It keeps everything up.
Yeah.
Keeps your socks pulled up.
Keeps your socks pulled up and your fucking shirt pulled
keeps
down.
You tight all night.
It's dual purposed.
Huh.
You can't
find
them.
I just don't
buy
socks that fall down that easy, I guess.
I bet I got some at the
house.
I don't either, but dress socks fall down.
Yeah.
I don't.
When I wear my boots, my socks come down.
I wear tube socks, so I like a sock all the way up.
Like up over your calf?
Yeah.
Nah, you're fucking weird.
But he's got these tiny little mini calves.
He's like, sometimes I get off work, take my pants off, and go roller skating. Like it's 1988.
There's nothing like a fresh new tube sock to me.
Really?
Tight tube sock.
I wear those when I'm hunting.
I wear them all year.
I mean, we're probably going to get old, and we'll have to wear compression socks eventually in the next 20 years. So.
I've got two pairs of socks.
We
got
to wear the Jesus sandals with them, though.
Right.
Jerusalem
shorts. Khaki shorts.
I can't wait. I love those. Can't wait to have to wear
Jesus
those.
Sandals with socks, little short khaki shorts,
yeah.
And your shirt tucked in.
Exactly.
I'll always have my socks up, too. Shorts on. I do it today. I take my son to soccer practice. Short socks.
Dad, you're crazy.
No, wow.
Sorry, boy.
I'll send a picture.
Sorry, boy.
Now the ones I'm talking about are long. Like the ones I hunt in, they come up. It stops right at the bottom of my kneecap.
Yeah,
you've got huge calves.
I do have huge calves.
I wear them all year.
Huh.
Nope. I got ankle socks, you know, like the low-cut, almost no-show socks. And then I've got a pair about as long as what Rodney's got on right now, come about mid-calf for when I wear my
Who's
boots.
Who's that guy on the screen? Is that Colonel Sanders?
It looks like it.
It does.
Well, if it ain't, he missed a hell of a chance to be. Look at him.
Right.
That guy's super happy about something.
That's the Discovery Channel. Look at this creeping on Rodney's house. Hell Discovery yeah. Channel. That's got to be, I bet he's like forging a sword or something. He's probably watching Forge and Fire.
Discovery.
That guy looks like he might make swords or whiskey.
That guy's done a lot of cocaine.
Or whiskey.
It looks like a painting.
It does look like a painting.
Weird.
Who knows? Anyways, what are we going
to
talk about?
To Dr. Wade. Oh. Same old shit, different day?
Yep. Work. Lots of it, actually.
That's good, though, right?
So here's a fun fact.
No, I don't have to work.
Here's a fun fact.
I get paid for time off, too.
The
you also have 37 billion IoTechs.
Yeah.
The president of my Marine Corps-based motorcycle club.
Yeah.
Knows.
Oh yeah,
Dr. Really? Wade in real life.
Wow.
Yeah,
professional setting.
In the professional setting.
Oh okay.
Oh.
Old Dr. Wade works on the equipment that my president uses in his job.
And me and him used to live in the same barracks for like 3 or 4 years and didn't even know it.
Really?
Yeah. On Cherry Point.
What?
Yeah.
What? I thought he was that. What? I thought he was a lot older than us.
He got out before we did.
Yeah.
But not much before.
Huh. Mm-mm. Dude, he's got a 1,200 horsepower fucking Camaro.
And he used to have it at the barracks. And I remember that car. Yeah.
Oh, it's so fucking fast. It's the fast. School. Yeah, it's a 69 Camaro, and it's got 1,200 horsepower, LS whatever swap. I got to ride in it. Felt like a fucking fat kid in the back of a fucking candy store. It was the fucking most powerful thing I've ever been in my life.
That's how small of a world it is.
It really is. Weird. 100%.
And for him and you to meet.
I know. And our VP was stationed at Buford. Like 20,
Buford?
Yeah, Buford, South Carolina.
Benjamin Buford Blue?
No, that's... Oh, yeah.
You can't say Buford anymore, can you?
It's not racist, is it?
Pretty sure it is.
Buford?
Yeah.
The name of a place?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That word, that name. I can't say that.
Are you talking about Buford?
Oh, that's right.
Or Buford.
But I think both.
No, where is this coming from?
I'm sure it's a thing.
Yeah.
He's just fucking
sure. I think you're hot.
Guessing.
Oh, I am.
He's like, that was a given, Kelly. Damn.
You didn't have to tell everybody.
So it's cold as fuck here right now, so I told Aaron earlier that I was going to talk as directly as I can to Brian, Cecil, and Josh Vail. The fuck? Come get your shitty fucking weather, would you please? And take it back north of Interstate fucking 80 and just hold on to it there for a while.
Yeah.
I no longer want it. Although.
It's just cold.
Last year was worse.
Way worse.
Yeah.
But
this is doable.
I am glad that we're going to get about 48 hours below freezing. I think that'll help our fucking bug problem again this year. I am excited about that part of it. But other than that,
it is a good thing.
Not a fucking fan at all.
I don't want last year again.
Shit, I wanted a fucking
somewhere
week
in between
of whiteness.
You want what?
I wanted a week of whiteness.
Like last year when I couldn't go to work.
I'll
and
take,
I had to make it up on the weekend.
I'll take 2 or 3
fuck
days.
Yeah,
now I know
fuck
my
yeah.
comfort zone. 2 or 3 days of that, I'll be okay.
Ready.
Five
I didn't
days
mind
suck.
All the white, like on people's yards and on their roofs and all that. That was kind of pretty.
Yeah, just had clear roads.
Yeah, let's just figure out a way to get it off the
road. No, clear roads.
But I drove it in every day. So.
No, yeah.
Clear roads means I got to go to work.
Yeah, get it down to about 2 or 3
fuck
days.
That.
2 or 3 days.
Yeah. If it could have happened on a Friday and then like cleared up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, that would have been good.
That would have been fucking perfect.
Yeah.
I'd rather a Wednesday.
Government. Hey, government.
A Wednesday to a Saturday.
Schedule that next year. Schedule that next year.
Wednesday to Saturday.
Yeah, Wednesday to Saturday.
About a foot of snow.
Can we do a Monday, too? Can we do Wednesday to Monday? How about start on Wednesday?
Thursday to Monday.
How about start on Yeah, start on Wednesday
Everybody
night.
Everybody goes home early on Wednesday.
Everybody's start off Thursday Wednesday. Through, yes. And come back on Tuesday.
Yes.
Yep. Right.
Yes.
Government, can we work that into the schedule, please?
Right. Just bring one of your machines over here and make it happen, Captain.
We know y'all have the technology.
It can be done.
Yes. It can be done.
Bert is not approving of your plan here. He says...
I will keep
that
to
evil
myself.
To yourself, Kelly.
Yeah, I mean,
he said that snow can fuck all the way off.
Yeah, we driving it. It sucks. Yeah. That made my life hard last year. We worked Saturday and Sunday and tried to make up what we didn't be able to do Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday all together on Sunday or Saturday and Sunday, which most places were closed on Sundays, so we didn't really have to worry about it too much, but it still sucked.
I was talking to Burt Dodge earlier. I found a TikTok of a guy riding the struggle bus with his disc golf.
Yeah.
So I sent it to old Burt. Burt sent me one back that was just as good as the one I sent him. And then we got to talking about it. He said that the Longview courses, I guess there's like three courses here, disc golf, in our little area. He said there's one over at White Oak.
All right.
By the time I said we need to put together a podcast disc golf day, because my first question was is how do they feel about opening containers during this activity, and he said it's basically just so long as the cops don't catch you, you're good.
Okay.
Like the people that do it, a lot of them have, you know, some beers and stuff while they're doing it. And I was like, okay, we need to put together a podcast day and let Bert go out there and let us all throw around and he can teach us. I think that'd be a good time.
I've played it sucks for me.
You're not a fan?
No, I suck at it. I mean,
oh,
that's fun, but I suck at it bad. Every time I go play the one over by the retard park.
I'm not familiar with that.
No, you can't say that.
Number one, I tend to not hang around parks a lot because there's a bunch of kids running around and shit. And I definitely don't go to the one where there's a bunch of kids that ain't fully here.
I'm positive you can't say that.
I ain't trying to go to no fucking Lemon Park, Aaron Bailey.
Is that around
Lemon
here?
Park? Is that like associated with the Lemon Party?
No, that's associated with that child being a fucking lemon.
Oh my God.
Anyways, they're not retarded.
Well, let's just
park.
Start talking it's, about the color.
The handicap park. The handicap park.
I don't know where that is.
Is there a handicap park?
Yeah, I mean, it used to be.
Did they get a lot of ramps?
Ramps, and then like all the swings were made for like people in wheelchairs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bullshit.
That's bullshit.
It's the one up. It's the one over behind Cotton Patch has the dolphins with the water.
Yes, I do remember that. We used to go there all the time and smoke cigarettes.
Guthrie by Kroger's.
Guthrie
Thanks,
Park.
Bert.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. So, anyways, I played that one, and I played it two or three times, and every time I throw them in the creek, and I don't have any more.
Oh.
And I go buy more, and then I throw them in the creek, and then I get them back, and then I throw them in the creek.
Well, all you got to do is just not throw it in the creek.
Yeah, I got to do
that. That's your problem right there.
Don't go to that park.
Yeah, I can go to the beach and throw a real frisbee all day long and make it go where I want it to, but this just doesn't work.
Huh.
They're a different type of disc. They don't fly right.
Yeah, apparently there's a bunch of different kinds.
Because
the whole video that we were watching, the video that he sent me, this guy was like this far away from the basket, but the wind was coming through like Dorothy was coming with it, right? And this guy was trying to throw this fucking frisbee into that basket. The wind just kept catching it and pushing it back behind him.
Wow.
You gotta throw into the wind.
And no, but I mean,
the thing was like, what could this guy do different in this scenario, right? So I watched the video, and then of course I gave feedback. I was like, turn this bitch up like vertical, like a ninja star.
Yeah.
Try to stab it in there. He comes back and he goes, no, actually, you want to turn it upside down with a much thinner one and throw it like that. And I was like, okay, I didn't know there was kinds of discs.
I mean, I'll go to Academy and buy me one. We'll go out there until I lose it, and then, okay.
Well, I mean, have you not seen Bert's closet? His closet is literally full of
He doesn't want me throwing his in the creek.
That's true.
It's literally called disc golf.
But do you go buy, like, the 99-cent shit that you're supposed to play with your kid?
In golf, you got a fucking driver, you got a wedge, you got a putter.
Yeah, they've got different
So you got all these different types of fucking... Fribbies.
I guess that means fribbies.
Fribbies. You got all these fribbies.
Hey, Bert, we're going to play with your fribbies.
Bert, can we play with your fribbies?
At the retard park.
No, we just need to go over to Alpine to the real golf park and just start throwing fribbies around on the fucking. I thought it was a fribbie park.
Sure, they would love that.
Just fucking start launching them.
Throw it. Tee off and throw it all the way down to the green and get down there and be like, where the fuck a basket at? I'm sure there's a different word for that basket.
I thought it was a frisbee golf. Frisbee golf.
Yeah, somebody's already told me what they're called. What are they called? It might have been him. We've talked about it on here recently, I think.
No, discs?
No, the trophy. The thing
baskets?
At the end. So,
the baskets?
The hoop.
Oh.
The trophy. The chained baskets?
Yeah, baskets. It's got to be called a basket.
It's a hole.
Yeah, see, they're baskets.
They're baskets. That's it, huh?
Okay.
I mean, it took you a long time to type that sentence.
He said it was up at Divine Nine. That's over on Alpine.
Yeah, there's supposed to be one. Jenny found one last summer or some shit where
there's
we're
one
supposed
in Treeport.
To do that. Or maybe, it's I don't know who the fuck found it. I remember her bringing it to our attention.
What, disc golf?
By the river. No, the where you go play like nine holes and the whole point of it is it's like. It.
Oh, and that was Ashley. Ashley likes to play them. She wants to go play Divine Nine.
Okay.
It's tempting.
Well, she's talked about it. I don't know if it's Jenny or not, but Ashley's talked about it too.
That's supposed to be a good time. But I think it'd be fun just hanging out, getting a little walk in.
Mm.
A little walk. At everybody that can't throw the damn thing.
Sure, we can do that with golf as well.
Sure. I like activities, Kelly.
We can just go explore.
We'll do all of it.
We can just go exploring.
You like sitting activities.
Right. Mr. Fucking hyperhidrosis.
We can just go exploring and treasure hunt in the mountains.
I like activities.
Treasure hunting.
Sweat my balls off.
Treasure.
I'll do treasure hunting.
Treasure hunting in the mountains. Let's go to... I mean, I'm going to find go find arrowheads and broken bow in the creeks.
Yeah. Man, mountains are like way over there.
Yeah.
It's not that far.
It's like 2 hours.
Get some kayaks and go pan for
Broken Bow's literally 2 hours. I'd love to go back.
Yeah, what they're talking about again.
Broken Bow, yeah. Nice. I don't even care to go to the lake. I just want to go riding again. That was awesome.
Yeah, there's some twisty roads up there.
Yeah, it is.
It's between the cornfields.
Fucking. No, we rode over into Mena.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't go all the way up 259?
Well, we went to Broken Bow. Up 259.
I'm talking about all the way to Broken Bow. You go between the cornfields and it's winding back and forth.
Oh yeah, that's fucking
like
awesome.
Right,
but
yeah.
that's
the border.
That's like the longest fucking 2 mile winding fucking.
Really? Yeah, it's not really back and forth.
No,
but
that's not like twisties.
Oh yeah. But you did go to Mena and go up all the twisties.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's the most listeners y'all have had on at one time.
Yay! Oh, nice. Three
tens of listeners.
Four.
Five.
Good job, guys.
Four.
Yeah.
We can't count
ourselves. Fuck.
Shit, I can't.
We got four.
We got fucking five in this room.
Mm.
That's a true statement. How do we get more?
Mm.
Suck dick, I guess.
Gotta start doing something
on camera.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean,
I'm gonna opt out on that one, I think.
Okay.
Only for $1 million.
Would you rather.
All right, here we go.
Take $100,000 today, right now, or $2 million in 2 years? From today.
Oh, $2 million in 2 years from today.
Yes.
Like you got to wait 2 years
to get
it?
2 years
to
get $2 million.
And what's the other option to have right
now? $100,000
today. I'd probably wait the 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I thought too, but then I watched a video of somebody else answering and he was like, I'm going to take the $100,000. And they were like, why? And he was like, because I don't know what's going to happen to me next week. I don't know if I'll be alive 2 years from now.
True that.
I could take $100,000. It would help me out tremendously right now.
But that's fucking horseshit.
Yeah, me too. Because I'm like, I'll just keep working.
I can survive.
And pay my bills like I've been doing. Okay. And if I hit the two-year mark, awesome.
Ding,
I got
$2
million.
I mean, when you make that declaration or whatever, that agreement, you're going to live for two more years. Like, there's no...
Yeah, you're going to do things different a little bit, whether you know it or not.
Now, if you walked up to me right now, I'm like, hey, would you like $100,000 right now or $2 million 2 years from now? Like, if it was a legitimate thing, I'd probably go with $100,000 right now.
That's what I'm saying. This is a legitimate question. If it was to happen, what would you do?
But it's I'd probably take the $100,000 right now.
I mean, it would almost pay off my house, and I could have all that extra money.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would.
That's true.
What's the odds that $2 million, what we think of right now, is going to be the same 2 years from now? I mean, it's not going to be way different,
still
but
a
shit
lot.
Can go weird as fuck in 2 years.
It's gone weird as fucking 18 months.
Well, that's true. Yeah, exactly. 2 years ago,
two and a half years.
Bam, got another one. Three banks.
Trey banks.
There it is. There's five.
Record. Record. We're hitting record numbers tonight, bitches.
Yep. Good job.
Thanks for listening.
Breaking the scene.
Invite your fucking friends.
Speaking of fucking would you rathers, I heard one the other day, and me and Terry looked at it. She still hasn't answered the fucking question. And this guy brings it up. He starts out like this. He goes, we've played Would You Rather 30,000 times inside of my fucking family. He said, this past Christmas, this question was asked, and legitimately half of the fucking house left and went home based on some of the bickering back and forth.
Can we talk about this?
Oh, okay. No. Do it. So here's the Would You Rather. He goes, picture this. There's a very large man chasing you down a hallway.
Yeah, we talked about this.
I didn't talk about this.
We might have talked about this. No. Go ahead.
I mean, I legit just saw it last night, and I ain't talked to either one of you motherfuckers since then.
Go ahead. I heard this. I feel like I have.
You probably saw the same video that I did.
Maybe.
Anyways, very large man chasing you down a hallway, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got one of the biggest dicks you've ever seen swinging between his leg, and his full intent is to ass rape you.
Mm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of him chasing you. You're going to lose that battle, all right, when he gets to you. That's how big and bold this motherfucker is, okay? You're just going to lose the battle.
All right.
At the end of the hallway, it opens up into an Olympic-sized swimming pool full of human shit.
Mm.
And the only way to get away from him is to jump in there and swim. It's required that you have to swim under the top, right, underneath, to the other side, and then you get away. Which are you doing? Are you letting that guy ass fuck you, or are you jumping in the pool of shit?
I'm jumping in the pool of shit.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Swimming in shit.
Yeah.
Swimming in shit.
And I would be gagging and throwing up the whole time, but
I wish we could name this.
But my butthole's still intact.
Yeah, but just like hold your breath.
There's your title right there.
I'm dookie diving, baby.
Bert does.
Just hold your fucking breath and just start powering through it and just.
I mean, I'm going to be sick as fuck, right? Like, I know that. Like, partway through it, I'm going to be ill.
I mean, depending on the length of the pool, you're going to have to come up for air.
My knee jerk was like, I'm going.
It's
right?
A long swim.
But it doesn't stipulate whose human shit, right? What are you going to catch while you're there that could be long-term?
That's why you
got to
keep everything closed. Mm. Eyes, mouth.
Yeah, but are you certain that you don't have a little scratch or something from work or whatever? Like a fucking callus that's split?
Okay, well,
so
you're going to
get
fucking
you're going to keep your eyes closed and know which direction you're going. There's
I'm
no going to
fight chlamydia before I take
there.
A dick in my ass.
Die from Ebola.
I'll have some cold sores and some E. coli and some shit like that.
You won't get chlamydia from shit. You'll just get fucking
E. coli.
Diphtheria. Diphtheria.
And Ebola.
Definitely going to catch some corona while you're in there.
You probably wouldn't get it because you most likely haven't been boosted for your diphtheria.
I don't even know what the fuck that word means.
Diphtheria?
Yeah.
It is a sickness.
Okay.
Never heard of it. From fecal matter.
Usually, yes.
I don't guess it's really big deal because I've never heard of it.
Not in the United States.
No, man. We got pretty clean water around here. Diphtheria. There.
Huh.
A serious infection of the nose and throat that's easily preventable by a vaccine.
It can lead to difficulty breathing, heart failure, paralysis, and even death.
Where does it come from?
Huh.
It says it spreads in various ways.
It's bacteria. So you just get it to, bacteria.
I think a lot of people end up with it because they don't have good sewage systems in their area, and they got bad drinking water where they mix together, and that's typically where it comes
from. You get dysentery and shit like that by drinking water with worms and stuff in it. All right.
Wow. I mean, I'm swimming through shit.
Please?
I mean, I'm going to wear my suspenders as I swim through shit.
I also told Terry, I was like, this split a household and, like, people left behind this. I was like, this is legit a conversation that I can have with my friends, and it goes for 2 minutes, and then we move the fuck on. Like, nobody in my immediate circle of humans that I deal with is going to be offended by this fucking would-you-rather.
That was what made people leave?
Let's dive into who left and why.
I don't know that, but obviously butthurt motherfuckers.
Because son probably said, because the son of some hardcore cowboy guy said, I'd take the dick, daddy.
Right.
Take the.
And then he goes, no son of mine.
Can you ask like
that's
that?
That's a horrible question. There?
Probably.
That's a horrible question, Bert Dodge.
What did he say? Let me see. I didn't read it.
Bert's got another one.
It's the one y'all have talked about.
Oh, yeah,
we've
talked about that before.
Listen to our podcast, Bert.
Yeah.
I think I did this actually last episode. I asked that one, and then I also asked.
No, you didn't ask that one in the last episode.
Well, he meant the last time we talked
about it. That's just a horrible question to ask people.
And the other one is, I mean, if you, if for some reason you had to watch your parents fuck.
Some people don't even know their fathers.
You had to watch your parents fuck for the rest of your life, or you could join them once and make it all end.
Yeah.
What would you do?
What? Who I've are coming up these?
If you had to sit there, if you had to watch your parents fuck for the rest of your life, would you? What would you do? Would you just watch them for the rest of your life, or would? But you could join in to make it all end.
I'm gonna question.
You're talking about like that's the entirety of your life is living, sitting there all day, every day.
If I'm in that kind of reality,
I don't know. Just if you have to watch them fuck every time they fuck for the rest of their lives and your life.
I'm watching because I think eventually you just get numb to it. It's just like a thing that's happening in front of you. But you're never going to wash
off. But think about the inconvenience of them calling you, okay, Curtis, I'm finna fuck again. Come over here and drive over there, sit down in the corner.
You probably live in the same house by this point, at least for the first 20 years. Because then they're like, it's going to slow down. All right, we're going once a month now. So.
Yep.
And then it might be once every 3 months or once a year.
Agreed.
You know what? It's our fucking 50th anniversary. We're going to do it this time. It's going to last about 40 seconds.
And that's what I was finna get at. How long are you really having to watch? Now, I don't know. Maybe as you get older, you get...
Hopefully dad's just a two-pump chump.
That's my... It's like, what are you going to sit there and watch? Not a lot, probably.
All I'm saying is I'm just questioning the people who come up with these scenarios and, like, what's wrong with your mind, dude?
Yeah.
So apparently Trash Juice has walked in on his parents fucking.
And, as an adult? As a child.
Probably says as a child. Terry, who's acting as the Bearded Idiot right now, says that she's done the same thing. I don't think I've ever done that.
And I think that's why y'all are probably like, yeah, let me watch.
I know. I don't want to watch.
No.
I'm not. That's them two.
Between the two options,
I never answered
joining
those questions.
Yeah.
Or watching fucking at best 3 minutes 10 times a year. Yeah, I think eventually you just get to, you just be a thing you do now.
I just don't want to answer the question. I'm not going on record. I want to refrain from that.
Jenny says she found her mom's nudes.
Gross.
Wow.
Actually, can I get those, Jenny?
Oh, Peggy.
Peggy. Wow.
He said he would cheer. He said he was dead. He said he's saying all kinds of shit.
She said, "Hit her up. She needs a man, Kelly.
She needs somebody to occasionally change light bulbs." I don't know if that qualifies as a need for
whatever you call it.
I like her dog. She still got that dog, Jenny.
As far as I know, she's got the dog.
Good deal.
Good looking dog.
I'll be over tomorrow.
Kelly finna be a sugar daddy.
What? I'm hoping her fucking retirement
sugar
kicks
baby.
In. Sugar baby.
Is it sugar baby?
She's going to be the sugar mama.
She's going to be a sugar mama. Yeah. That's it.
Jesus.
Oh.
This is going to be like super weird when Jenny's like, hey, we're going to go hang out at my mom's. And Kelly's like, bitch, it's 9:30. Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of my house, bitch.
I bet the feeling of your toes poking through an Afghan would make it grow an inch or two. What? Wow. What are we talking about? I missed something somewhere.
Oh, he's still on the... He said, I bet the feeling of your toes poking through an Afghan, like the rugs.
Uh-huh. I know what an Afghan is.
Or a blanket.
It's a blanket.
Or make it grow an inch or two.
Did he say rugs?
Or a person in an Afghan.
I just started cutting him off. I know what a blanket Afghan. It's, yeah, you know them things, them rugs. My feet on them bitches.
It's a blanket.
I know.
No, Afghan as in person.
The country?
The Afghanis.
The Afghanistans?
Yeah. No, Afghanis.
Yeah.
You got your toes deep in them.
Okay, I still don't know what we're talking about, though. The fuck are we talking about Afghans and toes sticking through them for? What did I miss?
Not much.
Huh. Okay. What are we sticking my toes? Why? What?
He just said it. That's all.
Why do I need to grow an inch or two?
He's talking about you're walking around soft.
I said that?
No, he is. What the fuck is going on?
I'm lost already.
I'm so lost. I'm staring at your mouth talking. And I didn't get anything out of that.
Wow. Uh-uh. Oh, my God. The man asked a direct question. I was giving the answer, and he can't fucking pay attention for that. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jenny's mom. Old bitches. They love Afghans.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That makes sense. Yeah. God, I'm up to speed.
Good grief. Thanks for the applause, everybody. Appreciate that.
Well, where'd Kelly go?
I don't know. Kelly's like, I'm done with that, I guess.
Let me have one of them snacks over there.
He probably gonna have. That's what he's having, Riley. A snack. Damn it.
Those are really good. You should do an advertisement.
An advertisement? I was wondering if Kelly's gonna let us drink some of that Chattanooga right there.
I think that's why he brought it. He brought the 101 to drink himself.
Yeah, give me some of those.
Gotcha.
Snacks.
Yeah. Are we still recording?
Yeah. Birds that stick your dick through a doily? Fancy as fuck.
What is that?
A dick doily.
What's a doily?
You know, the little weird things that lay around on old folks' fucking end tables?
No.
What?
Like the little knitted things that are under, like,
a potholder?
Kinda.
Could be.
You're gonna know it when you see it. See? That's a fucking doily.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
I told you you'd know it when you saw it. There's always at least two of those in some old person's house.
My grandma's got them. She puts them out at holidays. That's what I fucking eat on.
Nice.
But now that you know what it is, can you imagine sticking your dick in a
you talking about sticking your dick in a doily?
Yeah, Bert says that's fancy as fuck.
Look how pretty your dick would be.
Wait.
I'll try it out at my grandma's house next Christmas.
Just call it Aunt Clara and be like, hey, I know you normally start these things from the center and go out. Nope. I need a hole in the middle.
Lay me about an inch and a half to inch and 5/8 in the middle.
Right. She looks at you weird and you tell her, fuck you, bitch, it's fancy.
Right.
Oh, God.
All right. He's fucking tearing everything up over there.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all knew it or not, but Dr. Wade's here.
You did say something earlier about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm not sure he said anything.
That's what I was getting at.
Don't like talk while I'm eating?
Mm-mm. I'm just going to let it be weird.
I'd fuck an old bitch on a saber-toothed rug.
Kelly, you going to share some of that Chattanooga?
Yeah. You want to get into it?
I think so, yeah.
All right. We're going to do a whiskey review.
It's just water. An actual whiskey review. So if y'all just tune in to like the first 15 minutes.
What?
Expecting a quick whiskey review. And then you dip out.
You missed almost. Sorry about your bad luck.
Got it.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Pull it up, Kelly.
Those are good ass pretzels.
I'm telling you, they're the best pretzels ever.
Yeah.
Dots.
Yeah.
Home style pretzels.
Tastes like they got some cheese on it.
But they don't.
Mine almost tasted like ranch at first, and then I just realized it was just some kind of seasoning.
It's good.
We actually bought their cheese puffs. Fucking awful.
They're like wannabe crunchy Cheetos.
Yep.
Who? What? Who's? What?
The same people that make the pretzels.
Oh. I thought you said you got those at Bucky's.
Mm-mm.
But Bucky's brand, jalapeno cheddar poofs, cheese poofs, are fucking awesome.
I'm about to try that.
Yeah, that is a good snack.
Your job take you that way very often?
Yeah. Monday, Tuesday.
Gotcha.
Well, if I didn't have six packs already at my house, I'd probably get you to get me some.
Then I got to go to Houston Thursday, Friday.
Well, I've never... Does Terry need to... for?
Yeah, but we don't have a...
documentation?
Give me a plug. Give me a bung.
Small batch.
What? No, it's single barrel.
Yeah, same, Bert. I've had multiple of them. They're honey mustard and all that shit. Their original Doc's pretzels are the ones. All the other ones are just, they missed the mark on it.
D-O-T-S.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I just now saw it. Original Docs, fuck your mother.
All right.
They are good.
All right. You got your picture, Terry?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to talk to us about it, Kelly?
No.
No? You want me to read it or something?
I mean, you can.
Okay. It's Chattanooga. Chattanooga?
I don't know anything about it. It's just Chattanooga whiskey.
Chattanooga whiskey. It's
straight 119. Bourbon.
19.7 proof, single barrel.
Straight bourbon.
It is a goody-goody select.
It is the only Tennessee high rye malt or high malt. I don't fucking know.
That's what it says. Single barrel Tennessee high malt. Chattanooga whiskey. Single barrels are a collection of our most beloved high malt recipes. Presented in their purest single barrel form, uncut and unfiltered. Made from a mash of at least 25% specially malted grains. Each hand-selected barrel showcases a range of flavor characteristics unique to each recipe. And singular to our Tennessee high malt style. This was barreled in 2017. That's a four-year-old whiskey. Barreled in 2017, bottled in 2021.
It's hot.
Stop. Actually, not really.
I already tasted it. Burned. Might have been the pretzel I ate beforehand. I'm
could be.
A lot of information on the bottle.
A fellow I served with in the Marine Corps, Jeremiah Daniel.
Was it Bullfrog? Was it Bullfrog?
No, but he... is an ancestor of Jack Daniel because
really?
He's from Tennessee. But anyway, he sent me a donation via the Venmo. He's like, hey, man, for your channel, I like watching vids. Keep it up. I'm like,
sweet.
Cool deal. So I went and bought this and another bottle, and I felt obliged to share it with you guys, huh?
Okay, so apparently the last 20 minutes has not been recorded at all.
I thought you wanted him to start talking first.
Oh, no.
All right.
No, it didn't really matter. It all fucked up.
All right.
Kelly offered us a pouring of his Chattanooga whiskey.
No, we've had it. Well, yeah.
And we reviewed it.
It wasn't
and we
false.
Talked about it, and we said how much we liked it, and we all scored it.
We all
it.
Liked it.
Yeah, I think I scored it an 8, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. All right.
I gave it a 7.5. Kelly gave it a 7.
So basically,
Dr. Wade
like
gave it a 10.
30 minutes of our conversation was not recorded.
Yeah. You know who got to hear that
if
conversation?
This doesn't go as long? Eh.
God.
Our patrons.
No.
God.
Our patrons.
God. Yes.
Speaking of patrons.
Hey, good job. Good segue.
How do I get rid of that?
Select them and get rid of them.
Who are we getting rid of? Oh, that.
Brian from the Herfcast.
We're getting rid of Brian from the Herfcast?
No, I'm just naming them.
Oh.
I think I'm still trying to work. I don't know what we're doing.
It's. Terry, it's almost there.
Yeah, go.
Brian from the Herbcast.
Terry, go ahead.
Hey, you got a podcast where he talks about cigars. Go check him out at the Herbcast. We have Burt Dodge, a.k.a. Josh Dunaway.
Did you say, what's Josh Vail?
Not yet.
I'm going down the list.
You did it. Good job, Terry.
We got Jigs from Jigs Views and Reviews.
Scroll down.
Go check him out on YouTube. And he has podcasts. We got Josh Vail from the Great White North. And we got Rodney, a.k.a. Trash Juice. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, them's the top ones, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those ones we got to say their name. Yeah.
If you want to be a patron, go to patreon.com/beardedidiots or click on the link that's on our website.
Yep.
Our website is beardedidiots.com. There's a link for the Discord over there also on the top of the page. Click on it. We got a phone number, 903-309-1831. Call us, leave a message, tell us what you want to hear, tell us what you want to talk about.
We really need to sit down one of these days and actually record a fucking voice message. Because right now it's like the Google subscriber you have called is not available. And then it just beeps.
Why haven't you recorded something?
Because of like what I'm saying right now. I've been like, well, I'll just do it myself. And I was like, no, we should all three be on there. And it's like, well, who gives a fuck? And I'll do it myself. And then I get busy. And then like, now we're here talking about
it. You can literally take the last 30 seconds. Cut that out.
Can't.
You can't?
It won't let me, like, upload a fucking message.
So you got to do it via your phone.
Here's what's even dumber than that. My phone currently is connected to the goddamn board over there, and we can't record our outgoing message through these mics.
Hmm.
We'll disconnect it from the board, call the fucking voicemail, and we'll make it right now.
Don't know if that'll work.
Why not? Just dial the number. Hey, did you know they're going to crash the ISS into the ocean?
Yeah. In 2031? So, yeah.
11 years.
And then you'll believe space was real, right?
Yeah. No.
Proof right there.
How is that proof?
Because they're going to do it.
Yeah, you're going to see it.
They're taking something out of the sky and putting it into the water. Right at the fucking 60-year mark when they're going to fucking declassify all the documents.
I don't know.
Let's just see if we can navigate. Oh, that's the wrong
one. I mean, they didn't declassify the documents about around JFK because people are still alive.
Oh, man, there's the homeless man that walks around Longview. What's his name?
Oh, I gave him a fucking tarp.
Oh, they've been able to find him. That motherfucker froze to death.
Oh, no.
We've been unable to find Mr. Pilcher, one of my longtime unsheltered friends.
Unsheltered friend.
That, yes. That is a nice way of saying that.
Remember when we used to call hobos?
Yeah. There was a place in Longview called Hobo Hill because there were so many of them living in the woods over there. I have been all over town, come in the woods, and to all of his favorite spots over the last 3 days. None of the other unsheltered friends who take shelter in the woods have seen him. No coworkers have seen him. Oh, man.
No, they don't take shelter in the woods.
What?
They do not take shelter in the woods.
Where did they take shelter?
Well, if they took shelter in the woods, they would no longer be unsheltered friends. They'd be wood sheltered friends.
Wood sheltered. Man, bummer. He was all right. He was in the gas station a few times while I was in there, and he would just walk around, scrounge up enough money to go buy him a scratch off, and he buys it. And
wow.
Hope tries to get rich and get off the streets.
What the fuck's our phone number? 903-309-1831.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Poor guy.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless.
And that's the one you took a picture of during COVID.
Oh yeah, because I dialed the wrong number.
I gave him a tarp one day when it was raining.
How did you? Yeah, because you were like, hey, look at this guy. He doesn't have COVID. And then I saw him the next day. I took a picture of him and sent it.
Oh, yeah, with the blonde hair and the tight shirt.
What?
And the shorty shorts. Yeah.
The little dude that's
the other guy. Busy. He's not homeless.
He's not?
No.
How do you know where he lives?
Yeah.
I was at...
Faggot.
No, I don't know. I don't know where he lives. I'm at one of my stops, and the guy that works there, his buddy used to work with that... The guy that y'all are saying is homeless at Rexham.
Tranny?
Rexham. Tranny, yes.
He didn't work at Rexham?
I mean, maybe not during the time that you worked there, but that's what they said. And then they said that he's a straight-running homo, but he does have money, and he has a house that he lives in.
He just walks everywhere he goes.
Or rides a bike. I've seen him ride a bike lately.
He's got a wonderful tan.
I've never seen him on a bike.
Well, in the summertime, he is tanned up.
Yep. And got the halter top walking. Shirts on with them man titties that are starting to grow. My God. Yeah. He stays at my place.
He worked at Rexham.
I've seen him walk into Kilgore on the interstate.
He worked
at Rexham?
He worked years ago.
How many years?
I don't know.
I worked at Rexham years ago.
Right, for a short amount of years.
Maybe he was just a normal-looking dude back then
also. I worked there for 3 years.
You know what I mean? Maybe he's another one of the dudes that blended in that you didn't notice because he didn't have on a fucking halter top and shorty shorts and walking down the loop.
He hadn't quite made it to that phase yet.
Maybe. Maybe he was at that phase. He just didn't come to work like that.
Yeah. And then he retired and let it all go.
So when I saw him at the gas station last time, he had pants that were extremely too short, which they always were. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, he's a tall guy, and he's kind of limited on what kind of pants he can get.
Being unsheltered, man, you just got to get what you can get.
Yeah. But his shoes, like the toes were blown out.
Yeah.
Like the sole and...
Like a floppy shoe?
Fucking walking like a motherfucker.
But not only was the sole disconnected from the part where his foot normally is in, but there was like 2 inches of the tips of him missing to where his toes were showing.
Wow.
On both. And he'd walk and they would just flop. And I was like, man, like if I fit you, dude, I would give you some shoes because that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Man, hopefully Mr. Pitcher made it over to Highway 80. That's what I said.
Highway 80. They just said they've checked the places
sure
and they ain't found him.
Man, you never know. He might be shacked up somewhere.
He's laid up in the trees somewhere, froze to death.
Probably, yeah.
Guarantee it.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he don't look like a spring chicken, does he?
No.
And these last few nights were fucking brutal.
He didn't have but about 3 teeth in his head.
That's rough. Yep. Sorry, guy.
Way to bring the podcast down, Jenny.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. I'm going to call his number now.
Okay. How's it work?
Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Tom. Me. It's me. I'm here. I'm hoping there's like a Oh, my phone's getting a call from my phone.
Dumb.
Boop, boop.
I'm hoping that there's a... Remember, like, back in the day, you could call your own voicemail and, like, remote do the thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hoping that's what this is. God, I need to turn down the rings if I'm not going to be answering the goddamn thing.
Like three.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
Naturally.
Leave a message after the tone.
It's me. I want to do more than this. What do I do? Press pound?
Are we doing this live? Yeah. Are we recording this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is content, Aaron.
Okay. Okay.
So, no, you can't do that. That's a bummer.
Bummer.
Old school technology was better. Remember, there's a whole automated system you could like press one to do things, and you had to press pound to delete.
I remember before that, and there used to just be boxes on the shelf that would record with a tape.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah. And I remember when Call ID first came out, it was the most badass shit ever.
It was.
You're like, fuck them, I ain't answering that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I learned about Star 69. I was like, fuck them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm calling them right back when they call and hang up. Yeah, all the things.
Yep.
What was it, like Star 25 or some bullshit that would like make your number private even though you wasn't a private number? Like it wouldn't
Star
show up on cards.
Then-
no, Star 69 six, callback.
That was a callback. Oh.
67.
Maybe
it was 67. Yeah. You dialed that first and then the phone number. And your number wouldn't show up on their caller ID.
You know, I still remember his parents' phone number by memory right now. I could call their house right now by memory.
They have the same number, you reckon?
That number's been canceled.
Somebody's
got
landline.
That number. Guarantee
what's
you
the
old
number?
Lady's got that number.
297-9266.
Yep.
You call Kelly a lot.
That's from fucking high school and a little shortly after. Back when there was no cell phones, and I would pick up my phone at home and call his phone at home.
What are you doing?
Is Kelly there? Yeah, he's in his room.
Hold on. Let me go get him.
Hold on, Aaron.
Hold on, Aaron. Is this Aaron?
Carrie! Carrie! Terrifying.
Terrifying. Fucking racist.
Hey, speaking of racist... Have you heard that song, Racist, by Adam Calhoun that's blowing up on TikTok? We talked about it at the thing.
In the Friends group.
He dropped the N-bomb a couple times.
Yeah, I know. But have you listened to the whole song, though?
I haven't heard that.
Yes.
So another black dude on TikTok duetted it finally and played the rest of it. And he's like, and that's what y'all are missing. He said, I've been listening to Adam Calhoun for a long time.
Yeah, he like talks, he's speaking on everybody being racist.
Right, but he drops the N-word.
Yeah, and that's apparently a issue.
It had a soft A.
Did it?
It did.
Yeah. I don't think it did. But the thing is, in this
it did. No, it did.
I don't think it did.
The thing is, he's saying what other black people were saying.
Right.
It's not like he was calling them that. But he was. He was basically telling them they're pieces of shit.
That's an A.
Hanging out in front of liquor store selling crack just so you could put some 24s on your Cadillac. Baby mama bitch, you ain't taking care.
Yeah, I sent this to our group. It was like, hello.
Anyway, that's a white dude with a beard. He's country as shit.
Hey, did you see the one? It was like a Twitch stream of some kids playing video games or whatever. I'm like, yeah. I said, white people don't have no culture. He's like, we came up with the fucking single most used word in all rap songs.
Right, I see that.
Yeah. Yep.
That's horrible. What else is he from? Like,
he's just he's on TikTok and he makes it? Music. He's got albums.
Yeah, he's got a few. He's a comedian.
Apparently.
Oh really?
Man, that dude just pulled the shotgun at what he wanted to be, right?
Yeah, he just
rapper, singer, songwriter, and comedian.
He just did one with Tom McDonald. That's his newest one. Just came out.
Oh, 11 hours ago.
That Tom McDonald, you've seen him on TikTok, too. He's real controversial. Like,
yeah, I've seen him a few times. Yeah. White dude with blonde dreads.
Political and just...
Yeah.
Hold fast. I think that's what Kevin Blaylock's knuckles say.
Maybe.
I don't know that guy. Yeah, there's a lot of people pushing the boundaries on the old TikToks these days.
Yeah, I said that one of that girl doing the titty challenge in the snow and her whole ass nipple showing.
Yeah.
Yep.
TikTok missed that one.
Yeah, the community guidelines are definitely
I mean, it was just break. Side boob, but still, I mean, all these other girls with these breastfeeding videos, just a whole, I mean, I watched one the other day, it was a breastfeeding video, but it starts out where all it is she's sitting there with her whole tit out. There's no baby in the camera at all.
Right.
And then she pulls the baby up closer, and then it gets on. I'm like, you did that to show your titties.
100%.
Then it fucking restricted video where I had some random person like, hey, friend, how are you? Text me. And so I screen recorded the whole conversation, and I'm like, don't be suspicious. And I just kind of like scroll through it slowly, and they're like, this violates community guidelines. I'm like,
for what?
I guess because their fucking phone number was present.
Jesus.
Stupid.
They wouldn't let me post the video of Max doing that cover.
Music.
Yeah. I argue with them back and forth. I was like, no, you don't understand. They were like, no, you don't understand. This is copyrighted music, and you can't have it on your thing because it's not been approved to be out there.
Right.
I was like, no, you don't understand. This is a guy performing the song live for us. It's not like I took that audio from somewhere else and overlaid it. It's actually him doing it, and they still wouldn't fucking have it.
Yeah, that should be different.
So there was like a German, like a World War I German marching song.
Okay.
And it just sounds very racist because it's a bunch of Germans singing the fucking whatever. So I'm sitting on the fucking couch. I still got the original video, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I grab Bonnie's arm, and I like squeeze her shoulder, and her fucking arm just goes. I was like, oh, Bonnie's part fucking German Shepherd.
That's a good one.
They took that down for that sound. For
wow.
That, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Oh, wow.
It's weird, the shit that gets through and shit that don't. It's like, man, how do y'all... I don't understand it. How do they make those fucking decisions?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about it. I don't make no TikToks.
No. No, you don't. I follow your account.
Your account sucks.
Yeah, like I said, I don't make videos.
Hey, did you get the one earlier that I sent you about the, Kung Fu Panda?
I did not. I
didn't send that to you?
I mean, I don't know if you sent it to me. I think I sent it to
you. It's hilarious. All right, so you've seen, like, the two turtles having sex, and it's like the one turtle's like, yeah, yeah, it's, Well, somebody did, like, a fucking rough animation of the, you know, Master Oogway from the original Kung Fu Panda. Whenever he fucking, the turtle, you know, the turtle, no?
Never saw Kung Fu
what?
Panda.
Y'all never watched Kung Fu Panda? with your children, y'all
I think
never?
I did. I think I remember.
So Master Oogway was a turtle that fucking disappeared and fucking died into the fucking ethos and the ether or whatever, and he just kind of turned into fucking, you know, Jedi Force.
Sure.
Well, somebody fucking did a rough animation of him, and he's like standing there with his fucking staff, and he's like, and then he just disappeared.
He's not even on there.
Master Oogway.
It's my favorite thing about the internet, man. It's fucking
undefeated. Kevin Turtle. Just Turtle. There you go. There we go.
There he is. Oh, wow. Look at that guy.
Looks like the same turtle from Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I think all turtles look the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are kind of hard to tell apart, huh? So Brian Stessel found a deer on the side of the road and was like, that's probably badass.
He did.
I was going to ask y'all, I mean, where you stand on that, because I did it when I was a teenager. Like,
how fresh is it?
That's what I'm saying. If I didn't see it get hit, nah.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I don't know his story. I don't know. He said it was still warm. I don't know if he saw it get hit or if he just was. Stop and you go over there and just feel the deer. Like, oh, I still want to see that one.
Let's take into account where he's at. He's in what? Lower Indiana? Upper Indiana. It's cold as fuck up there.
Sure
it's 28 degrees in East Texas.
Right.
Yeah.
If that deer is still warm and it's in pretty the fresh. Wintertime, it's pretty fucking fresh.
My concern would be is like, how did it get hit? Because the one that I picked up, I watched it happen. It was the car in front of me, and this deer ran out, and its head is the only thing that got hit. Mm. and it busted
how
his.
Hit, how hit is it?
Yeah, his. It was just his
it
fucking face.
It bust the guts open in the fucking meat.
Yeah. So he was laying there with his half his fucking face gone.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, I watched it happen literally a minute ago and then just drug it up into the fucking truck, hauled it to my buddy's house, and we processed it.
Well, the vehicle that hits it really kind of determines what kind of damage it takes. If it was a car and just took the fucking legs out and the body was like above the hood and then it just kind of like rolled and just go into the fucking air. Yeah. But if it's a fucking like a Mack truck or.
Right. Yeah. I'd be afraid about all of its innards being popped and affecting everything.
Yeah, it happens anyways sometimes when you're cleaning them.
I see.
You just,
water.
Yeah. But I think the meat could be damaged also, like bruised or I don't know if that affects the taste or not, but
maybe it's pre-tenderized.
Bloody bruised meat. Huh?
Pre-tenderized.
True.
I mean, you got free meat.
You got free meat.
You just got to work on it a little bit. I mean, if it looks like shit, fucking throw it in the trash.
As long as nothing else been feeding on it.
Yeah, throw it out there with the fucking coyotes and they'll get it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be illegal as fuck, though, right?
Yeah. Illegal?
Yeah.
You can't pick up a deer.
Yeah. Get.
But what if I didn't hit it? Somebody else hit it.
What if it hit me?
I don't know what the rules are, but I would believe that probably, you can't do that.
Well, just don't get caught.
I've told the story on here before when we hit one going to the deer lease one day. And we called the game warden. We said, hey, I just hit a deer instead of letting it go to waste. It was out of deer season. I said, I just hit a deer instead of letting it go to waste. Do you mind if I just take it to the lease and let the coyote eat it or whatever? Because we were going coyote hunting. We were going to have bait. And he was like, nope, don't pick that deer up. And he asked where it was, and we had to tell him. He said, I'm going to drive by there later. That deer better still be there. I was like, okay.
Wow. Should have never called it.
Right. Well, we were just afraid. We knew that it was probably illegal, so we called just to verify because – I didn't want to have it in the back of the truck and be driving to the deer lease and get pulled over. So,
makes sense.
You put you in jail for that.
This is my pet. I had it at the house.
He didn't make it. We're coming out here to bury it.
Right. What are these fucking tire tracks across his foot?
That reminds me of, do y'all ever listen to Jerry Clower, or have you ever in your life listened to all his things? He's got that one where he talks about how old boy was the only motherfucker in town catching fish and finally, the game warden went out there with him and was like, you got to show me how you're catching all these fish. Like, nobody else is catching any fish this year.
Man.
And he said that he's lights a stick of dynamite and throws it in the water, and the fucking game warden starts losing his shit. He's like, man, you can't fucking do that. It's illegal as fuck. He throws another fucking stick of dynamite in the water and doing the fucking thing. And apparently, the fucking game warden's just fucking worried about it. I was like, God damn it, you got to quit doing all this stuff. So he says, homeboy lights one and hands it to the fucking. To the game warden. He goes, you going to stand there and talk or fish?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
There's some girl on TikTok the other day that was talking about Jerry Clower. Well, that's weeks ago now, but she was talking about how she grew up listening to him like she still listens to him today. So I pulled up his fucking like greatest hits on my YouTube music and listened to that shit for like an hour and a half, 2 hours just driving down the road and cackling the whole fucking time.
I heard you can take in a small pond, take like a 5 gallon bucket of fucking chlorine or whatever that shit you put in a fucking regular pool.
Shock.
Just dump it in the fucking lake. Fucking shit'll just fly and rise right up.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to eat that though.
No.
Yeah, just get it out real quick.
I'm thinking they died from poisoning. Pretty sure that made it into their bloodstream.
Yeah.
Probably don't want.
I like just catching fish.
Catching fish is fun. Yeah, it's hard as shit though.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes.
Not easy.
We gonna do some crawfish here in the next month or two.
Fucking ready.
Ready.
Yeah.
I can't cook it, though. My big pot went to Brian Stessel.
You sent it to him?
He bought it. He bought all of my beer-making shit.
Oh, your big pot. Okay.
I've got a pot at home.
We got a pot. I got two of them, I think. Yeah. Two, like, 15-gallon.
Your house seems like a way better place to do it. There's, like, more room there.
That fucking spool is perfect.
Yeah.
On the back porch.
I can bring it side table as well. My little fold-up table out there. But, yeah, fuck yeah. Let's do some crawfish. I'm for it.
Ready.
That's what we did last time. We just put a bucket in the middle and just poured it all the way around and like you finished just.
I don't think I finished it earlier, Bert. Oh, we did. We finished it. I was afraid that it got cut out. I'm all nervous about. No, it just he said do a TBI crawfish bowl, and I was like, I'm for that. Mm-hmm. We had that Friendsgiving that one time at Kelly's house. I wouldn't mind putting together like another little event like that. No, I need an actual. I'm bumming off of Aaron then.
How you got him?
I'd be for that, Bert. Here's what we do always, though. At least me and Aaron, whenever we're trying to fucking figure it. We always get way too fucking much crawfish.
Oh, yeah. That's a
always
good thing,
get
though.
Way
just
too
peel
much.
Peel it and save it.
Then you peel it and make it etouffee the next day.
Yeah, but see, I just don't want to fuck with it.
Huh. I don't mind.
I don't either. No. Matter of fact, last time you had yours, you sent me home with two coolers full.
Hell yeah.
And I peeled every bit of that shit and made etouffee out of it. It was awesome.
Freeze it.
Now, it did take me a good... I had me, Ashley, Ashley's dad, we're all sitting at the table just shelling them.
I probably should have had a snack of that.
It's worth
it. Well...
Probably should have had a snack of that.
Sorry.
So, y'all didn't get to try the fucking mashed potatoes I made last time? Like, the red potatoes that you use in the land yet?
Completely lied.
Oh.
That wasn't your crawfish that I did that with. Your crawfish was dog shit. Remember I called you? No. I mean, the next day, we put them in, we cooked them all. Oh, we should have left them alive. We cooked them all thinking we'd put them in the cooler and they would stay warm. And they did. They were still warm, but they just turned... They basically cooked all night, steamed all night to where it was just...
We should have let them
just
cool
mush.
Off.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to keep them warm.
Yep.
No, the...
I do know that my fucking cooler smelled like fucking crawfish that all summer at the lake.
I scrubbed it.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
I throw them away.
No, you use the red potatoes that you use in the lagniappe mm-hmm. with the crawfish bowl, whatever's left over, make mashed potatoes out of it.
Man.
And put the fucking crawfish tails in it.
Yeah. I'll be about
it's
that.
It's so fucking good.
That does sound good.
I don't usually ever have potatoes left over, though, because I eat the shit out of those potatoes.
Extras. Yeah.
I might next time.
And then, like at my house, Brandon, he had a good idea of, like, taking just a bulb of garlic, like, cutting it, like, facing it, whatever, yeah. and then wrapping it in tinfoil and then poking a bunch of holes in it and then boil the garlic,
yeah.
and it turns into butter. Mm. And I used, like, a fucking full bulb of garlic and half or a pound or so of potatoes. Garlic, potatoes, butter, sour cream, fucking.
I'm so hard right now.
Crawfish tails. Just mixed all that up. It was the best mashed potatoes I've ever had in my fucking life.
You could sell that. You
really could. I have no doubt about that at all.
A little food truck.
What he said about the we always buy too much, it's mine is I've done countless crawfish bowls, and I still don't know how much one person can eat. I just don't get it. Like I know
sometimes
they weigh it by they weigh it live, right. So it weighs way more heavy. So you're like, well, fuck, I can eat 5 pounds of crawfish.
Well, they say
because of all I'm eating is a tail.
3 to 5 is the what you're supposed to get per person, but we almost always end up with way too fucking much.
Right, but then when I think about the meat that comes out of 5 pounds of crawfish, I'm like, I need more than that.
Here's the other thing.
So I get 7 to 10 per person.
Typically what we do is we fuck around all day and then we cook all of it at once. If we're going to do it, we should do it right. We should show up at Kelly's at fucking 10 o'clock in the morning, have that first bowl by fucking 11.
Well, that's what I used to do. I make it an all-day event.
Yeah.
Drinking.
You make a small batch. Everybody eats a little bit. Then you drink for a while, throw fucking sandbags or whatever the fuck you're going to do, right?
Next hour, cook another batch.
Right.
Yeah.
Spread it out over the day. Just have snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Boring.
And I also like to get crab legs and throw them in there too in that same bowl. And I used to throw some scrimps in there.
I do like Terry likes the scrimps because they only take like 2 or 3 minutes right at the very end. Yeah. They don't get so hot.
Yep. But crab claws or not claws, crab legs are fucking awesome.
Crab claws.
Crab claws.
I do like some crab legs.
Throw a couple of squirrels in there.
Bert would be the guy that shows up to a fucking crawfish bowl with a squirrel. Like a guy on the road on the way over here. Had to swerve.
I mean, I wouldn't be. When is the Super Bowl?
Next Sunday.
A week
next
from.
Sunday.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
The day before. No,
a week from
V-Day.
2 days from now.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
A week before V-Day?
The day before V-Day.
I thought the 13th. V-Day was on a Tuesday. Oh, it is the 14th, isn't it? I don't know. I don't have relationships.
I don't usually do anything for the Super Bowl because it's fucking Sunday, and most times I don't give a shit who wins, so I'm usually in bed before it's even over because I've got to get up at 4:30 the next morning and go to work.
That is true.
Yep.
Yeah, we mentioned it. Just thinking about it. I just don't know.
I think last year Brian came over to my house to watch it, and he left in like the third quarter. That's how important it is to us.
I don't even know who played.
Last year? No.
No. Kansas City.
Kansas City. Tampa
yeah.
Bay.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay won.
Tampa Bay won it. Yep.
Oh, that was the 20-year reunion of their win from 2001.
Yeah, seemed like it. Yep.
No, it really was. I remember watching that in Buford, South Carolina.
It's the first time Bengals have been there since 87. 88. Something like that.
Travian Smith.
That's a name.
From Tatum. Played in that game in 2001. His father was one of my employees when I was working. Yeah. I was a supervisor at Crosby.
I remember that name.
Man.
Well, all right. Okay.
All right. Good show, guys.
I think that's about enough of that.
Yeah, we fucked it all up this time, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, we kind of lost our juice there when we had the little technical issue. Besides that.
What else we got?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I got fuck all. Y'all got anything?
No.
Don't talk about anything. Hey. Thanks for listening, you fucks.
I tried to, like, talk about the ISS going down, but they were like, all right,
we got after show content. You want to hear about the ISS falling out of the sky?
Or not.
Probably not.
Or not. Depending on how it goes. Come to the after show. Cost you a dollar bill. Be a patron. You get the after show. Every time. Sometimes it's 3 minutes. Sometimes it's fucking 40 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, folks.
Bye. All right. Bye. Penis. Good job. Snatch.
I'm gonna get some water. I've needed.